Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Back to the program once again. Johnny Dean and the Professor here for this hour and another hour, and that'll be it for this week as the year winds down. Today, our focus will be on you folks watching and listening, as our topic is whatever's on your mind. It's our email roundup and our phone call roundup and whatever else. You want to stop by? I've always said this. You want to stop by the studio, ask a question personally, go ahead. Perfectly fine. You just got to get past the security guards. And I think the guard dogs are out there, too. I'm not sure. The hounds? Do we have the hounds? I'm not sure. Whatever. Anyway, it's easier to just give us a call or send us an email. We do have a lot to get to here today. Some of these were a little on the complicated side because they involve a little bit of math. So we've maybe edited them for sake of clarity and brevity and understandity. But if you want to email the program, here's what you do. You go to our website, wealtheds.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealtheds.com, or give us a call. Lines are open for you right now. Anything that's on your mind, we've been fielding a lot of questions. For some reason, we've had more Social Security questions on the phones than we have on the emails lately, but that's perfectly fine. Give us a call at this number, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. And as I said, we do have a lot of emails to get to, and whatever phone calls you you want to provide to us, we will answer them right here on the show. All right. Once again, if you want to get in touch with the Brain Trust on the air, that's how you do it. If you want to call off the air, and this is where people really need to get their, I would say, really get their affairs. I don't want to say affairs in order. That sounds odd. But this is where
get people, organized?
Yeah, get organized. We've been talking about this for a while, and we have a system in place here to help you out, and it's still being rolled out slowly. It has been over the last several months.
For clients of the firm.
Yes. Yeah. Well, not just everybody, and that's what I was getting at there. If you want to call off the air, let me give you that number first, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. It's been working really well for anybody who is a client of the Lucia Capital Group. It is an entire system of organization which allows people to store all of their information in one extremely highly secure spot and allow different individuals, whomever they name, to access that at some point. If you want more information on this, and I think it's important that you do this, give them a call off the air, 800-644-1150. Too many times we've had a situation where somebody is, the one person handles all the affairs of the family, and something happens to that person. They die, they leave, something happens, and then the rest of the family, sometimes it's the spouse usually, but it can be the spouse and kids or whatever, or surviving members of a family. Others, grandkids, etc., heirs, who have no idea what you've got. Nothing. They don't know where your accounts are. They don't know how many accounts. They don't even know how to pay the electric bill to make sure that, the house stays lit and warm over the next few months. So anyway, it's a nice place to have your information. And if you want more information, again, give them a call, 800-644-1150. That's off the air. It's all about getting organized. And it's an entire system. Okay, once again, we got our emails. We're going to get right to it here. I'm going to start with, let's see. I think we did Anna's yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Yes, okay, I thought so. It looked oddly familiar. So, Anna, there you go. Hope you heard the answer. Let's see. Then that brings us to Kevin in Scottsdale, Arizona. Again, if you want to email the show, go to our website, wealthed.com. You'll see a link that says contact. I work full-time, says Kevin, W-2 type, for a large corporation that provides me with a 401k. In past years, I've also contributed to either a traditional or a Roth IRA. This year, I also started a freelancing gig as a 1099 sole proprietor. Assuming my AGI is under the income limit and knowing that I'm under 50 years old, can I contribute to my 401k, the $18,500, and my traditional IRA, $5,500, and a SEP IRA, 25% of my gig's profits in the same tax year?
Yes.
Easy.
I mean, with a sole proprietor, the number is kind of roundabout math, so it won't be exactly 25%, but you can contribute up to the limit of the SEP. You can contribute up to the limit of the IRA, again, assuming you're within the income limits, and you can put the full amount into the 401k. Easy peasy.
Now, what people may be asking about is 25% of the profits in the same tax year. This is for somebody who is...
It's a separate business, for one thing.
Yeah, this is somebody who is self-employed. I mean, normal circumstances, if you're not self-employed, all you've got is the 401k limits and the IRA limits.
Right. The SEP is a business contribution. It's a business contribution to an IRA. That contribution limit is separate from the individual's contribution limit, which he had it correctly at $5,500 for 2018. So they're different issues. And in fact, even if the business, the company, the W-2 employment wages that he receives from the corporation he doesn't own, if they match, they could put in up to 25% of his pay too, and wish they would. That's that business's contribution. You're putting the $18,500 in. You're putting it into the 401k because that's the limit there. You're putting $5,500. You know, the question I have is, what are you living off of if you're putting that much money away and you are still under the threshold for deducting a traditional IRA? Because the deductible limits are
not that high.
No, I mean, for a married couple, maybe your spouse doesn't work, but it's like $101,000 to $121,000 is the phase out. So if you're making more than $101,000 total combined, now these 401k contributions and the SEP contribution will help, but then you lose the ability to deduct the contribution you've made to the IRA. And in that case, you've said it before, you do Roth IRA. Because the limit there is $189,000 for a married couple with a filing a joint return. Single returns are significantly lower than those numbers. So,
Kevin may be, you know, living at home with mom and dad. Maybe he has no expenses.
And that's why he's working two jobs, just to stay out of the house so he doesn't have to deal with mom and dad. Hey, give me a room. Take out the trash.
Oh, I tell you what, if I had thought of it years ago, I probably would have, you know, lived at home and saved. I just didn't want to. It didn't occur to me that maybe I would have a whole bunch of money after 10 years.
But you'd have to live under mom and dad's rules.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would have been a deterrent. Not that I had no problem with my folks. It's just I never wanted to, you know, I always wanted to live on my own. And but I think if somebody had said, you know, if you live with your folks, as long as they can tolerate you, and
you can tolerate them.
You know, you use 10% of your pay to do whatever you want, and then just save the other 90%. Here's what you would have after 10 years.
Yeah.
I might have actually given it some thought. Don't know if I would have done it, but anyway, okay. A SEP is some people get confused on that. If they know what SEP means, it's a simplified employee pension, but it is actually an IRA. And where people also get confused, they say, well, I thought the IRA limits were up to $5,500 if you're under 50, and $6,500 if you're 50 or older. And so how can you put $5,500 in his case away and then the company put another 25%?
Because you said the key word.
The company.
He is not putting more than $5,500 into the IRA. He, as an individual, is putting $5,500 into the IRA. The company that he owns, which happens to be him, but in this issue, it's the sole proprietor business. The business is putting in the SEP contribution.
See, you can look at it this way, too. I put in $24,500 for 2018 in my 401k, 401k, but my employer has matched something, you know,
they can match
more
up to 25% of your salary.
Right, which means that I actually, if I contributed the whole thing, I've actually got more than that contributed on my behalf between me and my employer. It's, you know, something greater than that $24,500. Same thing here on the SEP. In many ways, it's like a, it's not a matching contribution, but
it's a business contribution.
It's a business contribution that works similarly to the way a match does. So you might, that might help.
It's a business contribution. There's no match to it because you as an individual are not putting anything into that plan.
No, I guess that's why I said it's not a match. But if it helps you to understand how you can go over the limits, because one is a company contribution, just like a match would be, and the other is a an individual contribution.
In fact, if you work for a company, let's say you make $25,000, just making a number up.
Sure.
And you put $24,500 away in a 401k, that business that you work for can also put in $6,000 into the 401k on your behalf. They can put 25% of your wages into the 401k. That's even more than you made for the year, because that's all part of the rules.
$6,250 they can put away.
Yes.
Assuming you make exactly $25,000.
After the FICA hit.
Well, yeah, take your FICA away, so add another...
Actually, you wouldn't take your FICA away on the corporate side.
No, you would take it away on the individual side, so 7.65%.
Pain.
Whatever, you get it, okay?
I was told there would be no math.
I was told, well, good luck. I think we have a couple emails here that do involve math. All right, thank you, Kevin, for that. Let's see, phone calls, you want to get on board, 877-PLANNER. Again, emails at our website, wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Integrating investment options into the foundation of a strategy that's customized for you, helping you manage your wealth and plan for the future. That's what we do on Bucket Strategy Investing.
We do it every day for you here on the program. Johnny Dean, the professor, Rick Plum, here from Lucia Capital Group. Again, if you want to get in touch with the program, phone lines are open for you, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Go to our website to get an email, get your email here into the studio. Hank in Portland, Oregon says, hello, I'm treated as a limited partner by my employer and receive a Schedule K-1 every year. I've maximized my retirement contribution by using a 401k, 401k match, and profit sharing, $55,000 per year annual limit. My question is, can I go the backdoor Roth IRA route to put aside an additional $5,500 annually for my retirement? If not, then is there any other way to make additional savings for retirement? Thank you. I think there may be other ways, but Professor Plum, let's discuss this.
Well, everything that he's doing, the 401k, the company match and all that, that's all done at the company level. He still has the ability to contribute to a traditional IRA. The fact that he has all these other retirement plans at work mean that, and to be able to put $55,000 into a combination of all these things means your income is well over the thresholds for being able to deduct a traditional IRA. But you can contribute. As long as you're not 70 and a half this year, you can, and you're working, which you are, obviously, you have earned income because you're contributing to retirement plans at work. You can contribute to a traditional IRA, non-deductible. Now, assuming you have no other IRAs, because you didn't mention any other IRAs, you can do the backdoor Roth, the two-step. You did the first step. You contributed to a non-deductible, or you contributed non-deductible money to a traditional IRA. Now you can just convert it over to a Roth IRA. So you can, unless you have other IRAs, SEPs, simples, other IRAs of that type, or convert your own IRAs, you can do the backdoor Roth. Not a problem. It's a separate contribution limit, as we talked about before. The $5,500, $6,500 that you're putting into a traditional IRA is separate from the $18,500, $24,500 that you can put into the 401k. It's separate from what the business puts into the 401k plan for you. So you can do the backdoor Roth.
Now, you said as long as you don't have any other IRAs and all that.
Having other IRAs messes up the taxation of that conversion.
You can do it. It's not going to stop you, but you're going to get into this whole proration thing.
Right, and depending upon how much in IRAs you have, the whole idea for the majority of people of doing a backdoor Roth is to be able to put money non-deductibly into a Roth IRA that doesn't affect my current income tax situation. I don't want to have to pay taxes. But if you have other IRAs with pre-tax money in them, now I'm going to have to show a taxable event when I convert that $5,500 or $6,500.
Depends on how much you have in the pre-tax
account. The taxable event will depend on how much other IRA money I have. If I have no other IRA money, piece of cake. It's all after-tax because everything in my IRA is after-tax. I just put the $5,500 in last week and I'm converting it this week. So it works.
Now, if he does happen to have other IRAs and all that stuff, conceivably, I guess, he could try to roll all that into his 401k,
yep,
and get rid of the pre-tax IRAs altogether, then have nothing in the IRA.
And then be able, then the only thing he would have in the IRA is the after-tax contribution. Now he can, you know, convert it across to not, to convert it across without a taxation to the Roth IRA.
Some people don't want to do that because
they may have investments that are in place in their IRA
they can't get out of,
don't have the access to, so they don't want to do that.
Yeah, so if you do want to do a backdoor Roth, but you've already got deductible pre-tax money sitting in IRAs anywhere in your name.
Spouses don't commingle IRAs in this case.
No. It's going to mess it up. There are ways to get out of it, a couple ways that we just mentioned here. I guess the third way is to just, you know, pay taxes on the whole
on whatever you convert
thing. I mean,
over and above the basis.
Right.
And I've seen people do that where they've got maybe $7,000-$8,000 in an IRA, and they want to do
of pre-tax money,
and they want to do backdoor Roths, and they say, yeah, it's too much of a hassle moving the seven over to the 401k, so I'm just going to pay tax on it, and I'll do the backdoor Roth every year from here going forward. And so I just end up, you know, I'll pay a little tax, big deal. That's their opinion.
Yeah, well, somebody would have had to pay tax sometime.
They're going to pay tax someday, just who knows. So now they've got more Roth money growing for them, and they can do the backdoor Roth every year going forward.
Sure, yeah. I mean, again, you can probably get out of just about anything if you don't mind paying a little bit in tax.
You can get out of anything for a price.
You can. Taxes and sometimes penalties.
Except for death.
Yeah, nobody's been able to buy their way out of that yet, as far as I know.
Not that we know of.
No. But I'm saying anything from a you know, an account standpoint. Nothing. You can always get to your money in every single account that I can think of.
You just may have to pay a penalty or taxes.
Yes, exactly. I guess there are some investments that don't let you do that. Well, I don't know. Are there any investments that don't let you get your money ever?
Ever?
I mean, you know, this is 5-year commitment here.
Right, but they in some cases they will have a back-end charge that if you want to get out, you can get out. Some are very difficult to get out of. You'd have to find somebody else to buy your shares, and usually those people that are looking to buy those shares are paying you pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, like a timeshare.
Yeah.
I've seen that, too. Wow. All right, let's get to another one here. This is a Social Security question from Pat in Spokane, Washington. My husband started collecting his Social Security benefit at full retirement age and is still currently working. Let's say he works another 6 years and then retires. Because he worked and paid taxes during those 6 years, will his benefit amount increase or will it stay the same? If it's supposed to go up, does it do it automatically or does he have to contact them?
Well, now that he's receiving his benefit, but he's continuing to work, and he's, you know, what the Social Security Administration will do is they'll take a look at this year's earnings, and they'll compare them to the 35 years of earnings that they used to calculate his benefit in the first place. If this new year of earning, or any one of those six, or maybe all six of those six, are better than the previous best 35, they will replace the lowest 35 of his 35 best years with one of these new years. They'll recalculate the benefit, and they will increase his benefit going forward. And the good news is, they do it automatically. You don't have to do anything. So the question would be, are these new years that he's working at the highest level that he's ever worked? And or are they replacing zeros? Maybe he didn't even have 35 years worth of work, and so he had some years of zeros, because they do use 35 years, and they use 35 years of inflation-adjusted earnings. So they looked at all those earnings that he made, that he had, from prior to age 60, and they adjust them for inflation. So they try to create some parity between, you know, the money he made in 1985 and the money he made, you know, last year when he turned, you know, or 5-6 years ago when he turned full retirement age. They just, and all they do is they inflation index those up to all the ones before 60, and they line them up. What are his best 35 years? If one or any number of these new 6 years that he's working become one of his best 35, they'll automatically recalculate the benefit and give him a bit. Now, is it going to be a huge number? That depends on whether they're replacing a zero or they're replacing, you know, he's making $80,000 now and they replaced a $60,000 year from one of his best 35. That's not going to be much of an increase. A little bit, but not much.
No, but if you make $120,000 and you're replacing a zero or something else, it could have an effect. Do we know what the effect is? Are we doing the math here very quickly?
Yeah, it'd have about a $43 effect.
Per month?
Per month.
That's 500 something bucks.
If you're replacing 120,
on the 100,
a zero with 120.
That would. I thought you meant the 60 with the.
No, the 60 and the 20? No.
Nah, probably not. We'll figure that out. All right, 877 Planner. Coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available on iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Doobie Brothers. A lot of people hadn't heard of this song until it was redone. Oh, maybe it was.
Redone,
but anyway, it was. No, no. I mean,
re-released?
It was released again as part of the Field of Dreams soundtrack.
When That's was it re-released?
When did that movie come out? 88, 89, maybe?
Really?
Yeah, 1989. And I believe that song was from the early 70s. And I'm doing this
from
memory.
We were rocking
so
the Doobies all through high school there. The Doobie Brothers.
I'm not asking about that. I wouldn't have any idea. But that's the Doobie Brothers. That's right. By the 70s, by the mid-70s, Michael McDonald had joined the group, and they weren't quite as rocking out as they used to be. But anyway, okay. Let's see, 877-PLANNER, I got that number for you, PLANNER. If you have any questions, give us a call, 877-752-6637. We're going through our email and phone call roundup. If you want to email the show, go to our website, wealthed.com. And let's see, Ray, Fremont, California. Hello, currently I'm working as a 1099 contractor, and I'm about to start a solo 401k for tax year 2018. Okay. I just got another full-time job offer, which will start in mid-December of 2018. The company has its own 401k plan. Even if I participate in that plan, I will not get a tax benefit for 2018 because it will start during December this year. So my question is, can I start my solo 401k and claim a benefit for the current tax year? Is there any way I can transfer my solo 401k into the company-provided 401k plan? And if not, then can I continue running both the solo and the company-provided 401k plan? I'm asking because I will not continue the 1099 job once my full-time job starts.
Well, the last question was, can you continue both 401ks? You really don't want to if you're not going to continue to contribute to it. And without the 1099 income, you're not going to continue to contribute to it because there's no earnings from the 1099 job to continue to contribute. So, and typically the IRS doesn't like seeing this, but you have a good reason for closing the plan after only 1 year. You got a new job. So because you're actually not going to have a paycheck, a participation in the new plan until the new company's plan until next year, yeah, you can do the 401k this year. Put in your 18.5, you didn't say how old he was, right?
No.
Put in your 18.5 plus your company contribution if you wanted to. And then next year, close the plan and roll it into the new company's 401k if the new company's 401k allows transfers in. If not, you close it and you roll it to an IRA. So you can do what you want to do. There's no reason to keep it open after this year because you won't be contributing to it. Just be sitting there doing nothing. And there won't be anything to support a contribution to it because you won't have any more 1099 sole proprietor income.
Yeah, a 401k plan is really it's contributed by salary. It's not
everything's a percentage or a dollar amount of salary.
Right, and
earnings,
whatever it is. Yes, however you pay yourself.
Something that you're paying Social Security tax on for the
FICA
most part.
Taxes. Yeah, is there any situation where you can put it in there? I guess
there's some pastors, I think, parsonages. I mean, that's a strange one.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. For the moment, let's just say if you're paying FICA taxes on it, then you and
right.
you've got a 401k, you're eligible to put some amount of money inside that 401k. I had a question from somebody, too, which is fairly simple. But it was, if I work and I contribute the max to a 401k during the course of a job, I leave that job and I get another job with a 401k, can I put more money into that 401k?
As long as the contribution that you make as an individual does not exceed the 18.5 for the year. So if I've maxed out 18.5 in the first 6 months of the year, and then I get another job, can I do another 18.5? Nope. If I have two jobs running simultaneously, like this gentleman, if he was continuing to do his 1099 employment as a side job and have the W-2 employment through another employer, could he do 18.5 into both plans? Nope. He could do a total combined personal salary deferral contribution of 18.5. Now, next year it'll be 19,000, but you still, as an individual, we have a limit on how much of our salary, how much of our earnings we can defer. And that's currently 18.5 plus whatever the catch-up is if you're 50 or older.
Now, if in that situation you put your 18.5 in and the company for the first 6 months puts in, you know, like they have a SEP and they put it in on your behalf, and then you leave again and the same thing happens with another company.
Company contributions are company contributions.
Yep.
Each company has their own contribution limit. Just like you as an individual have your own individual contribution limit. It doesn't matter about the plan. It matters to you, the individual. The company has its own the company plan. So they could do, company A can do X, company B can do more. Yeah, you can have, if you want to have that many multiple employers, you could probably put away quite a bit of money.
Yeah, we have to get your employer to put away quite a bit of money for you on your behalf. So
that's the only salary deferral that has its own separate limit away from the 401k. 401k, 403b, simple plans, they're all coordinated. And you cannot double up on those. So if I did 18.5 into one, I can't put more into one of the other ones. Those are all treated as one big pool. However, if you work for an employer that also offers a 457, a non-qualified deferred comp 457 plan, the limit on that plan is 18.5, 24,000, just like the 401k, but it's a separate limit. So if my employer offers me a 403B and a 457, my wife's school system does that. They offer a 403B and or a 457. They could put in 18.5 into the 457 and 18.5 into the 403B. If only we could afford to do that.
Good luck.
I have seen people take advantage of it. And the 403B...
School teachers?
Yeah, they may have the second job. And maybe the spouse that's not at the school system makes a couple hundred grand a year.
Oh, okay. All right. So they can put away maybe their entire...
Their entire paycheck.
Paycheck.
What it would take. It would take a couple of her paychecks. But
So 18... Well, if you're... That would be $50,000... $49,000 this year, 50 next year, if you were over the age 50 or older. Yeah. Trying to find... post-FICA... Now, there are some teachers that would make that.
Yeah.
Not new teachers, I don't think, but I suppose that would work. 457 plans, you may have heard of these. Professor Plum just described them, and the description, the title is a deferred compensation plan. Now, 457 is actually a deferred compensation plan. It acts in many ways like a 401k or a 403b would. But a 457 plan is actually that deferred comp, which is why there are separate rules for it.
And it's not what they would consider to be a qualified retirement plan, subject to ERISA rules and other things of that nature, which also means that when you put money into a 457 plan, what is one of the drawbacks of having money in a 401k, a 403b, an IRA for that matter, if you're under 59 and a half? I can't access the money without a penalty. Yes, it'll be taxable, but it's also penalized if I take it out too soon. 457, if I take money out of it, it is taxable, yes. It's going to be taxable, but there's no penalty at any age. I don't have to be a certain age to be able to start withdrawing money from my non-qualified deferred comp. And I mean, I know some people that retire at 50, and they start living on the 457 until they get to 60 when they live on the 401k, IRA, and other things.
Again, this is because it falls under a separate section. 457 is different from 401.
Yes.
457.
Very good.
Yeah, well, I mean, when we talk about these, they are IRS code sections.
Uh-huh.
And that's what this is. 401 is a code section. Subset K is the one that allows you to put away your
money, put away salary money.
Right.
It allows the employee to defer money out of their salary into the plan.
You got to keep going way down the list to find the 450, code section 457. And that's why it's different. It has a different characteristic. And there is no penalty. It is technically a deferred compensation plan. Where do we see these
mostly government or municipalities?
Government, municipalities.
In fact, that's really, or there's some charitable organizations that will have them. However, they, even though it's called a 457, it has different rules.
On the charity, you're saying?
On the charitable rules. Only governmental agencies and municipalities can take their 457 and roll it into and combine it with other IRA money. And if they wanted to, so you get, you're 60 plus years old, you don't want to have two different plans, you roll it all into an IRA. A charitable organization that has a 457 can't do that.
I don't think I knew that.
A non-governmental agency that has one.
So it's,
and there's
another,
only a few. I mean, you're talking a small handful.
Well, generally in charitable organizations, I mean, you do have paid positions in there. A lot of times those are volunteer positions, so.
Mostly 457s are going to be governments, municipalities.
Yeah, I think firefighters and
teachers,
police officers,
like I said,
teachers in many...
Nonprofit, that'd be 403B for most part. But mostly government issues.
And the 403Bs, which act very much, almost exactly like a 401K, 403Bs you're going to find in nonprofit type organizations,
hospitals school districts.
Certain school districts.
The reason we have both is because when they wrote 401K, it didn't include. It was only for private sector business, not nonprofits.
Right. They didn't.
So they wrote in, instead of expanding 401K, they wrote a whole other section, 403, to include these other people.
What's a 402?
I don't know.
Huh.
I'm sure it's out there, but I've never really run into them.
It's a Nebraska area code, I think.
So it's a frozen asset?
It may very well be. 877-PLANNER. This is Bucket Strategy Investing. Coming right back with more.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are, and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience and the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus. Call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app, available on iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Exploring options for investments that can be integrated into a fundamental strategy to manage your wealth. Now, on Bucket Strategy Investing.
The professor here. Got another hour still to come, so stick around. Do what you can do to watch our program, listen to our program. Whether it's on the radio across the country, various radio stations, or online, you can go to wealthed.com, watch our program online, or you can find us on Facebook. You know where Facebook is. You heard of it? Sure. Search Wealth Ed, and you'll see our program right there. Great way to get our show right in your news feed every single day. So a bunch of different ways. No excuse for missing this program. Again, you want to call us. We've got lines open for you, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. And email, go to our website, wealthed.com. Let's see. We looked up the 402, by the way. I said 401. There's a 401K.
Then there was a 403B.
And I said, well, is there a 402 plan? And there's no actual plan that goes under the section, IRS code section 402. But it does wisely set the limits.
Well, section 402G sets the limits for a 401K.
Saying
this
you can't,
is confusing as all get out.
So when they make a change to the 401k limits, as they're going to do in 2019,
they're actually making a change to 402g.
402g actually is the one that gets the change. So we shouldn't say that the 401k limits have gone up, because what we're really saying is the 402g limits have gone up. That's what we mean semantically.
They changed 402G to allow us to put more into our 401K.
That's it. But the actual limits are 402G.
Whatever.
You could really get somebody with that, you know? Hey.
Trivial pursuit.
I heard the 401K limits are going up next year. Nope, they aren't. 402G limits went up, though, by $500. Hey.
Whatever.
I don't know. All right, let's see. I'm just having some fun. I don't know. Hugh in Buena Park. That's California. That's, what is that? Not Magic Mountain. That's Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah.
Knott's Berry Farm.
Well, Knott's Berry Farm is in, I think it's in Buena.
It is in Buena Park. Magic Mountain's in, not Ventura.
West.
Oh, give me a break.
It's in the hills.
It's
and
north.
And it's got great rides.
It's north of L.A.
If I'm going to go to an amusement park, I'm going to Six Flags, because they've got better rides than these other places.
Actually, here's the thing. Yeah, that's, I knew, Valencia, thank you. I said Ventura, it's Valencia. I just should know that because my brother lives there. Duh. Anyway, yeah, if you ever visit Southern California, there are three places you can go
for rides,
you know, for like three big amusement parks.
And it depends on how old your kids are, because there's also Legoland, which is another four.
Yeah, but that's no fun. I shouldn't say that.
I've never actually been to it.
I've never been there either, so I cannot make that judgment. But let's just say that there are three big ones that have been around for a long time. You've got Knott's Berry Farm in Buena Park, California. You've got Magic Mountain in Valencia, California, which is farther up north, kind of out in the sticks. And then you have Disneyland, of course, right in the heart of Orange County in Anaheim. What I found is that
if you have younger kids, Disneyland is where you're going to go.
Disneyland is where you want to go, because I tell you what, it's fun for younger kids, it's fun for older kids, it's fun for adults. I mean, that encompasses everything. Now, if you're not as into rides and you're more into atmosphere or that kind of thing, and you can go to Knott's Berry Farm.
Because there's some good rides there, too.
There's some good rides. They've improved them.
Yes.
But there's more to do there, outside. If you're not into rides, you can spend the entire day at Knott's Berry Farm and not go on a ride.
Yeah, but why would you?
Well, that's the thing. The other hand, Magic Mountain
is all rides.
There's really very little to do.
Except for stand in line and go on the rides, and the rides are good.
The rides are good. If you're into that, and generally you want to have older kids.
Yeah, they're not good for the
I'd say the teenage
small,
crowd.
Teenager or older.
Or older.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where
they
rock.
They got some good rides.
And if you're wondering about Magic Mountain, it is Wally World. That's where it was filmed, Vacation. Yes, the original Vacation is Wally World. Although I think, isn't Colossus, did they get rid of that
I haven't been there for a little while.
I haven't been there in
Colossus
decades.
Colossus was a big wooden roller coaster. It was a great roller coaster, and I've ridden it many times in the
Me too.
Days. But it was a little bit on the rough side, as wooden roller coasters tend to be.
Yeah. It wasn't the all-wooden roller coaster.
I thought Colossus was.
No, the Buena Park one, well, maybe it is. I shouldn't say that. The one in Knott's Berry Farm has one now. Is this interesting stuff, folks?
Well, you got to get now that it's getting cold in the rest of the U.S., you got to come someplace where it's sometimes warm. Southern California is not a bad place to visit this time of year.
It really isn't a bad place. I mean, forget the fires and all that stuff. I think those are probably, they may be done. I don't know. But there you go. There's your travel tip right there. If you go to the Southern California area, three nice, very nice and big, by the way, amusement areas to visit. So, okay. This has nothing to do with what Hugh in Buena Park was asking, by the way. Hugh says, my first wife died when she was 26 years old in 1983. She did not have much of a work history. Am I able to collect Social Security widow's benefits? He says death benefits. And will that affect my Social Security disability payout?
Well, the fact that, I guess technically, is assuming she had enough credits in that unfortunate brief working history that she had, there is a widow's benefit that could be available to you. But it's likely smaller than the disability benefit you're receiving on your own work record. You're not going to get them stacked on top of each other and get the full amounts. You're going to get basically the higher of the two. And it would be very unlikely that somebody who only had 3 or 4 years worth of work experience in their early 20s is going to have earned a benefit, especially since it's been a long time since those years went into the books. It's going to be unlikely that they've earned a benefit equal to what you have earned on your own work record over the years that you worked. So if you had a higher work earnings history, on average, your Social Security benefit that you're receiving right now is bigger than the widow's benefit that you would receive from the other side. So unfortunately, it's unlikely to get a benefit. Now, it doesn't mean a 26-year-old, somebody who passed away at 26, doesn't have benefits available to their surviving spouse ultimately, or family members for that matter, kids and things of that nature. It's just in this case, it's unlikely that her work history on average was better than your work history on average, and you're receiving your benefit already.
Now, he would have to be single at over the age of 60.
To be able to get. Well, he's disabled, so he could get it at age 50.
Well, 50, that's right, yeah.
But it's unlikely that if a survivor benefit for a disabled person at age 50 is a reduced benefit.
Oh, yeah.
And even for a disabled person. And that's unlikely to be more than 100% of his own benefit.
Yeah, it's probably not. At some point, would he ever want to suspend his benefit?
Well, you can't suspend
once
it
he hits
something else.
Full retirement age and then take the...
You can't suspend and get another benefit.
After full retirement age, you can't do that.
Right. You can suspend it, but you can't get another benefit while you're on suspension.
All right, we're out of time, I believe. Yes, we are out of time. All right, so we still got Tony in Sarasota, Florida. We'll get to your question. Stephen in Tampa. and others. If you need the brain trust off the air, give them a call at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Talk about all this strategy stuff. Get your questions answered and get organized. Stick around another hour. Bucket Strategy Investing just ahead.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. The information presented in this material was gathered from sources believed to be reliable. However, its accuracy cannot be guaranteed. No client or prospective client should assume that the information contained herein or any component thereof serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from Lucia Capital Group, its investment advisor representatives, affiliates, or any other investment professional. Rick Plum is a registered representative of and offers securities through Lucia Securities LLC. A registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Lucia Securities LLC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. John Dean is an associated person of Lucia Securities LLC.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.